any of our D linemen that go down or any of our players, period. I mean, he was very productive when he started, and, you know, and God, you know, bless his soul that he injured right now, but he'll be back sooner or later. So, I mean, it plays a big part, and we just hoping that he come back soon, then later.
Sorry, you've been asked this before, but just talk about how much of an opportunity this is for you in the next 2 weeks.
I mean, I just got to go out there and be productive and do my job. I mean, I'm not worried about what's going on or what's going to happen at the end of it. I'm worried about what's going on now. So my biggest thing is just to keep going out there and keep trying to help my team to win.
Has there been talk within the unit about finishing the season strong in the last 2 games?
Of course. I mean, it's always that. I mean, we thrive on being that group to lead us, you know, on and off the field. So, I mean, between us and everybody else on board, I mean, we just got to keep on doing what we're doing and having nobody giving up, and we're not going to give up no matter what our record is.
Is it hard to keep that mindset right now with only 2 games left and, like, no playoffs or anything like that?
Nah, that's the easy part. I mean, you only got 2 games left, so it ain't like you got to go on a 6-7-game run. You got 2 games, go out there and play your heart out and keep playing for this organization and for the respect of everybody else. So we just stick together and do what we got to do.
What would it mean to you kind of really pay spoiler and beat this Atlanta Falcons team who's obviously a good way to make a postseason run?
I mean, it'll be great, you know. That's what we come out here to do. We come out here to win. So, and by being a Atlanta Falcons team that's 11-2, I think somewhere around it now, you know, it's just going to be a good feeling, you know. I mean, they're a good team, so we just got to keep working on what we're working on and come out and play a good, tough game against them.
But if you were on defense playing against them, what would you be doing to try to stop
them? Try to hold them every play. I had a chance to witness Chris Johnson, you know, get 2,000 yards, and to witness this guy, you know, break this record would be amazing. He's just, like I said, a great player, great person. You wish him well.
The fact that all the injuries, 8 starters gone, and they're all either on the receiving corps, the defensive line, or the secondary, you can handle injuries, but not as many in all those positions.
It's tough. I mean, you're asking guys to step up that haven't played much throughout the course of the season and go out there and produce. You know, it's hard, but, you know, we're professional players, and, you know, our job is to produce, and you got to find a way to do that. You know, we can't make excuses at this point. You know, we're paid to play football, and we got to find a way to make plays and be accountable for what we do.
Talking about pressure, Tony Gonzalez puts on defense, especially when they got the 2 wide.
He's going to be a problem. You know, obviously they have Jones on the outside with Roddy, and you got to account for Gonzalez. Like I mentioned before, Gonzalez is playing like he's in year 5. I mean, he looks real fresh, explosive, out of his routes, and he catches everything thrown to him. So we have a work cut out for us. Guys have to really play their A game against this team. They're playing real good football right now, and we got to execute.
You're a young vet, but you're a vet. How does Tony Gonzalez, who's been playing for 20, 25 years, how does he stay that fresh?
I'm going to ask him before the game. Tony, what do you do to take care of your body the way you do? He's a magnificent player, man. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, obviously, and, you know, I've respected him since I was a little kid watching him, and he's playing at a high level. You know, he's making big-time plays for him, and, you know, it helps the offense go, and we have a challenge, and that's slowing him down.
Atlanta's going for home field advantage throughout the playoffs, first-round buys and things. Can you embrace the role of spoiler?
That's the goal. You know, obviously, our record, I don't know, I think we're going to postseason at this point, but, you know, playing spoilers is what we're about. You know, we got to finish strong on a high note and play a complete game, offense, defense, special teams. And, you know, this is a great opportunity to play on national television and show the fans and the people across the country that the Lions, you know, we've been down, but we're coming back and heading into next season.
Do you feel like that there will be any negativity from the fans? I mean,
No. These fans have been great since I've been here, and I know I played against the Lions when they went 0-16. They were there supporting. So, you know, the fans are great. You know, they've been good around the community, supporting the team, and, you know, we owe it to them.
Do you look at the game at all like that as far as its chance to get a little bit of redemption on national TV?
I do personally. You know, this team has been so close all season. We've been a bubble team, so to speak, and, you know, we haven't really put it together the way we wanted to. But I think to do it on national television against an Atlanta football team will be good for us and good for the fans and good for the country to see what this team's all about, you know, how we bounce back from adversity and how we handle things. So I think it's a good challenge for us.
How is this team better than your record indicates?
I just think a couple plays here and there, and just finishing. We have the talent here, and coaches put us in a good position to make plays, and we haven't done that for 4 quarters. I think we've done it for 3 quarters, and it tends to get away from us in the 4th quarter. I don't know if it's lack of focus or whatever it is, but we got to find a way to stay focused and finish the ball game.